This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 175, and our topic of discussion today is the gift and curse of being motivated by anger. I know the last podcast I talked about staying motivated, but in this particular one, I kind of want to come from the perspective of anger because I think it's a emotion that a lot of people depend on and they don't realize how crippling it can be. And so this is why I kind of want to talk about the gift and curse of being motivated by anger. But before we get started with the topic, I want to know, how are you doing today? I hope you are having a marvelous day. I hope you are being intentional with this day because you already know that's what we have to do in order to get the deal of the day. What's the deal of the day? Whatever you want that deal to be. So do what you have to do, but make sure you put a smile on that beautiful face, share that smile with someone today, and make this day work for you. The gift and curse of being motivated by anger. I know when it comes to people seeing themselves as being empowering or motivational or inspirational, whatever, most people like to stay on the nice and easy side of life or emotions or ways of thinking, or it's always from a more optimistic side. And I do pride myself on being optimistic. But I guess I can also admit that I have an anime bullock, aka Tina Turner, side of me, where I like to go into the rough spots, kind of like Proud Mary. Big wheels keep on turning. And when you get into the rough side of things, we understand that that's a reality, that where pain lives, where hurt lives, where frustration lives, where anger lives, where bitterness grows and hatred spews. And so I want to go on that side because I believe some people hold up real estate there. I can go on that side because I'm human just like you. And that side of life is real to me. I just refuse to set up shop on the rough side of my emotions. But as I said before, I believe some of you have ocean view penthouses built in Angerville. So much so that you have become defensive of this land because at this point, this is where you pull your motivation from. And it's all you know. It's all you are addicted to knowing and accepting. You know that there could be better or there could be another way, but the thought of you having to unwire yourself, I guess, is mentally exhausting and even scary. Why do I talk about anger as a gift? Anger is a gift. I do not believe that it's almost like saying fire is a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, fire gets a bad rep. But if you cold and you didn't have no electricity, I bet you would want fire then. If you didn't have no electric stove, I bet you would want fire then. So that's what I mean. Anger
is a gift. Anger can produce fruitfulness or positive influence, however you want to see that. As peaceful as MLK's mission was, I'm sure being an African American male, he had to have an underlining of anger to promote him to get into action so that he could see influx of change throughout his communities and throughout the world. Now, when it comes to the curses of being motivated by anger, I want to talk about how a person can become very defensive and even stubborn to the point of knowing that they need to change their lives in some type of way, but the thought of feeling challenged or threatened by someone's perceived criticism of them, they refuse because holding on to the anger motivates them. Like, I don't think you understand. My whole concept to success is to try and to prove somebody wrong. If that's your whole concept, like if that's your way of thinking, like I need to prove them wrong, whoever them may be, I'm going to get the last word to say, I told you so. The reason I am the way that I am is because so-and-so did this to me or said this to me, or they never told me they loved me. If you live strongly and solely by the philosophy of what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, I'm not saying that that doesn't have some truth to it, but if that's all, the only place you're pulling your motivation from is to prove someone wrong, when will you ever give yourself permission to be at peace? When will you ever give yourself permission to get to your true potential? Because that form of motivation has a stopping point. That's what I want to get to the person who is carrying around so much anger and hurt that you think it's your source of motivation, majority wise. I'm not saying it will probably be your complete entire motivation, but if it's even a 50-50 percentage of your motivation, that's, in my opinion, stagnating your true potential. Because within you is a beautiful, vibrant being, but vibrancy cannot be high if you're angry. It only can be suffocated. So that's why I want to talk about being motivated primarily from anger. Who are you truly helping by doing this? When are you going to give yourself permission to stop looking through the lens of the Ocean View penthouse of Angerville? When are you going to give yourself permission to come downstairs? I know you went all the way up from anger, through anger. You're still angry. You still ain't let it go. But yet in your mind, you have convinced yourself this is true happiness. I know this, I don't know if this sounds crazy to y'all, but, or weird, I don't know. But for that person, because it's a heavy burden to be so miserable, but yet your vision is showing you of some true happiness. But since you're trying to pull your past and get to your future at the same time, you can't help but to continuously repeat your past. And it continuously dims your future. So my question to you is it time to switch up your motivational strategy? Is it okay for you to know that you are not by yourself? Because I think the person who pulls primarily from anger and painful places feel like they're all in the world by themselves because they're holding on to life experiences that their family did them wrong. Their family said something to them wrong. They never felt supported by the ones who they love most or whatever. Because it's hard for somebody to hurt you that you don't care about. So if you are hurt, if you are angry, 9 times out of 10, you're angry because of something that happened to you connected to somebody who you love. And sometimes it's hard to swallow that because they're supposed to just be perfect, right? Because you love them and they say they love you, but that's not always life. But are you ready to switch up your motivational strategy? Is the question. If you are a person who has dreams and aspirations for your future, but the only way for you to become truly motivated is that you have to have everything predicated off of the pain of your past, how can you reach for that future? You're going to be in a consistent tug of war because your future is saying, I'm real bright. See, you're in this penthouse ocean view of Angerville. And so the view looks good until you realize everything that your future is beyond that horizon where the sky and the ocean meets. But you in the penthouse, though, so you ain't even realized that you need to go downstairs or go down the elevator and get to sailing towards the horizon. You don't get that because you're thinking, since I'm in the penthouse with the ocean view with my angry and mad and bitter self, that I've arrived. No. I'm not saying you might not be doing all right in life. I'm not saying that you're not coping. I'm not saying that you're not managing, but I'm asking you, have you truly reached your full potential? Has your vision stopped? Or do you still have those dreams and aspirations that your mind is giving you a glimpse of? And if so, are you ready to switch up your motivational strategy? I challenge you to stop holding your hurt hostage and heal. Forgiveness is a really big word, I understand. And for some of you, you've been so motivated from this pain and this anger for so long, it may even feel like you're amputating yourself. But I challenge you to stop holding the hurt hostage and heal. Me personally, I would like to recommend a book of Lisa Nichols, No Matter What. That book served me in such a great time, or a harsh time in my life, but at a great time at the same time, because I learned so much. And that book just truly gave me life and taught me really great exercises on how to forgive. I am no guru here. We all go through our own struggles, strifes, and whatever else, but that's just a recommendation for that person who may be majority of your life motivated from anger or stubbornness and defensiveness. Because what I truly believe is that you can't be motivated by the nightmares of your past and expect to reach the destiny of your dreams. So fight for your destiny. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/175 and leave me your thoughts. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast and allowing me to share my girl to woman down to earth kind of empowering message with you. Please share it with a friend or family who may need this today. And if you're listening to me on the go, I want to hear from you in a review, whether that's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Share your feedback. Let me know how I can better serve you or what you want me to talk about. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome and amazing even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.